Welcome back to the Golly Young Men Podcast, episode 166. We are excited to have you join us. If you are a faithful listener, even if you're not a faithful listener, if this is your first time, drop a like on YouTube or on Spotify. Be sure and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Leave us a review. All those things that just about every other podcast asks for every single time. We try not to, but it really does help.
And join our Discord.
Join our Discord as well. The link to that is in the comments. But yes, do all those things. It takes no time. Hit the like. Smash that like button, as they say. But yeah, subscribe, all those things. We really appreciate the support. Joe, I'm excited about this episode that we've got today. Too. A little bit of a lighter one. We had a pretty heavy one last week. And, you know, we try to balance pretty well between heavy, serious. The majority, I guess, of our episodes we would categorize in the a lot more serious. This one, a little bit more fun, but I think it's important. There's a lot of talk amongst Gen Z about side quests. I'm going to let, again, this was Joe's idea for this episode. I thought it was a great one. So I'm going to let him take it away in just a second. But basically what we're talking about today is, like, what are some side quests that you should accomplish in life? There's an important point to be made in the fact that, you know, a lot of people will look at their 9-to-5 or their job or whatever and, like, oh, every day is the same. I wake up at the same time. I eat the same breakfast. I go to work. I come home. I go to bed. And life's just boring. And I think people dramatize that to some extent. I think what you make of your life is honestly a lot. A lot of what you get out of your life is what you make of it and kind of, you know, the fruit that you're going to reap from that. But there is something to be said about kind of spicing up your life in a way that's different than, let me try a new Netflix show tonight. And so that's what we're going to talk about, is like, what are some things that you should try, some things you should do, some side quests, if you will, to kind of try to incorporate into your life. What thoughts do you have as we kind of get started?
Yeah. We don't just get all of our stuff from X. This happened to be, it was kind of prompted by something that I was seeing on X. I bookmark all sorts of stuff that I just find fascinating.
And just interesting discussions.
And, you know, you see these things going around of different types of things. We may have some overlap on ours from one of the places that we were looking for side quests and such. Of like, what sort of side quests are there for guys? There's all sorts. I mean, as you look at it, one post had one. There's a ton of different, you know, ton of different posts, ton of different things online all about this stuff. I was less familiar with this being a Gen Z thing because I'm old. I'm a millennial. So I'm like, what is the side quest? But yes, it's kind of a big Gen Z thing. And I love it because here's the thing. We know as guys, it's very easy to get into the rut of the 9-to-5.
Yep.
You wake up, you go to work, you kind of slog
through monotony.
Whatever it is. It's just monotony. You come home, maybe you got a wife and kids, which would be great. You play with them for a little bit, you know, but then you just, I don't know. You get up, rinse and repeat. You do the same thing. You try to live for the weekend. You make the most of the weekend. If anybody takes your time on the weekends, then you're kind of frustrated about it. And then Monday rolls around, you do the same thing over and over. This is a way to break up the monotony of life, to break up the doldrums of, like, man, Monday to Friday is what we're going to do. Like, just some things to think about. And the nice thing is these should be done or should be able to be done, and I think I'm assuming for your list, like in the work week, during the week. It's not just something for
you. You find time for it, basically.
Correct. Yeah. Some of these things are going to be more easily done on the weekends. But some of these things, it's like, man, if you got 20 minutes after you get home from work or even over your lunch break at work or in the morning before work, like we want to get to the point where life is not so monotonous. These are ways to break that up as side quests. And so this is a fun episode, right?
So we each have a list of five. Not revealed to each other,
More than anything, we're just chilling here. We're having a good time with it. I think there's some interesting. I'm sure you're going to have some interesting ones. I have some interesting ones. I think that hopefully are just here to help you have fun with life and realize life doesn't have to be wake up, go to work, go home, fall asleep, you know, rinse and repeat.
So we came across a list of like 30 plus, and we were like, well, let's each come up with five. And Joe, I didn't prep you for this. One of the things that I did with my list, I kind of just picked the five that resonated with me the most, the ones that stuck out, the ones that are like, oh, that seems very, very valuable. So the goal is hopefully that our lists are maybe a little bit different. But I also, for each of mine, I put down the reason why I think it's important.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So let's get started. If you're cool. If we have some overlap, we do have, so that we get to 10, we do have some honorable mentions in case. I would bet we'll have at least one, I would think.
Yeah.
But would you like to go first, Joe, on your first side quest?
Sure. First side quest. Wake up before sunrise and go for a walk without headphones. I'm a big believer in taking away from all of the noise, getting away from it as much as possible. Take yourself off of social media for a time. Maybe don't have Spotify, even though, yes, be listening to our podcast.
Of course.
You should have some times throughout the week. There's just none of that. You're listening to the birds chirp. You're listening to, you know,
sounds of nature.
The what do they call them, katydids or whatever, as they're kind of going, or even frogs. I got a frog close to my shed here where we're recording that was the other day just going off. And so There's just something about waking before sunrise. You feel better. We've done a lot on waking up. We've talked about this on the podcast a bunch. Go for the walk. Get some movement without the headphones. Those, all three of those are important. It needs to be before sunrise. It needs to be walking outside in nature, and it needs to be without the headphones. There's just a way to connect with God in the morning, and especially if you can pray. I used to do this back in Colorado where we had Tennessee. I don't know if they're just allergic to sidewalks, but like, there's hardly any sidewalks.
You're just in the wrong city.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm in the wrong place because, yeah, you guys have some sidewalks, which is nice. But that's one thing I miss about that in Colorado is beautiful sidewalks, and I do this a lot, and I loved it. You know, it's just a way to connect with yourself and connect with God in the morning. So as a side quest, wake up before sunrise, go for a walk without headphones.
One thing to correct Joe on. This is not a shed, Joe. This is a high-quality, elite recording studio.
Did I call it a shed?
Yeah, not a shed.
Sorry.
Not a shed.
I meant the warehouse where we're recording all our other crazy stuff.
All right. The number one side quest that's kind of stuck out to me throughout this list and kind of the one that I thought had the most value, 24-hour social media detox.
Mm.
I would argue longer, but that was the one. Basically, a full day, I would say try it for a full week, full month if you can. And the reason why is because, man, it resets your dopamine so much. Mm-hmm. This is a struggle for me as somebody who I'm very conscious of the dangers of like doom scrolling.
Yeah.
But for me, so I have a Facebook account, I have an Instagram account, and I obviously have X. And I got into the habit of deleting all three of those through the week. I like to have X during the NFL season to keep up with stuff, and it's not NFL season, so I no problem deleting all those through the week. Due to some drama on Church of Christ Facebook and wanting to keep up with stuff, I end up usually re-downloading them by like Wednesday. And what I would find myself doing is just any spare moment, let me pull it up. Even if I was only on there for 20 seconds. And I hate that about myself. I hate that I was drawn to that. And so I've really started to, once again, just completely delete them, not have them on my phone. I think a 24-hour social media detox, again, a 168-hour week long, if you can. Just reset that dopamine. Just don't get yourself out of the habit of just immediately reverting to. I know for a golly young man, it's not gonna be Facebook or anything. It's gonna be YouTube or TikTok or
Instagram.
Whatever it is. And so, yeah, that one I just see extreme value in, just because your brain. I was thinking about like recently had to go to the hospital. My son had a minor surgical procedure. Everything went great. He's doing just fine. But I got to thinking of all the times I just want to pull my phone out. If somebody asked me, hey, describe the hospital room or describe things like that in the hospital 30 minutes after I left, would I be able to? Or was I so addicted to pulling up my phone that I couldn't tell you the color of the wall? I couldn't tell you the receptionist's name. I couldn't tell you all those things. So I was like, I need to put my phone down a little bit more. And so not having those things on your phone, I don't know. It was just kind of the way that I saw it. Like, I want to be able to describe things an hour after I leave, and you can't if you're just constantly feeding your mind with social media stuff.
It's so good. There's such a... an element, and this kind of goes along with mine, just being in the moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without the headphones is the same reason as yours. Like, be present, be in the moment, be engaged with what you're doing. And so, being there, like you said, it sounds so trivial. Like, do you really need to know the color of the walls? Like, did you really need to know what you saw on Twitter or what you saw
probably
on X?
Probably not.
Or probably not, right? And so, to your point, I almost put that one down, but it was the same reason. Like, it had to be a week. I don't think 24 hours is enough. I think you'd have to do it for a week to really start feeling any difference. I would challenge everybody. Delete everything for a week. See how it goes.
Yeah.
I was off for a long time and it helped.
Again, except ways that you can listen to the Golly Man podcast.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yes. That's the most important thing. But and Discord doesn't
count either.
Of course.
Yep.
For sure. No, number two for me. I really like this one. Draw everyday objects for 20 minutes.
Mm.
Draw everyday objects for 20 minutes. So I think there's an element of really getting into creativity that I'm going to be quite honest with you.
I'm very bad at it.
I'm very bad at it. I am not creative in the least. If you ask me to draw like a picture of my family,
that's not true. That's not true. Because Joe designs all of our merch. He designed this excellent logo.
Nice.
So you are creative. Maybe just not in like sketching
stuff.
If
it does it for me, like pictures, I can bring.
He's creative with
together.
Canva. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Canva is great. At one point, I knew Photoshop. Not anymore. But yes, the everyday objects. I think there's something about creativity. I'm on this new kick, and I want to do a little more study on this because I don't know how it's going to go, and I'm kind of starting to use this with my clients. I have a lot of clients that are individuals, right? They're not in a coupleship. They're not in a relationship. And so they have a really difficult time to know, like, how do I hold myself sexually, hold myself back sexually from porn and everything else for extended periods of time? Even guys that are in marriages, sexless marriages, how do I do this for extended periods of time? I was listening to something recently, and I was thinking about this, that creativity, I think, is inherently feminine. Not in a bad way, but on the other hand, most creative people, most artists are very feminine men, if they are men.
Yeah, that's true.
And women, they are very creative, inherently creative. I think the idea of what they do with food, you know, the cooking, and the idea of even baby making is a creative process. They are creating from what they've been given. Hmm. And men are the givers. And I was thinking about how you may actually be able to get away from the struggles of arousal, you know, and just really wanting sex by being creative. And I'm going to start working with more clients on this.
Interesting.
Like, go out and create and get in touch with the feminine spirit type of thing. Because that's really what we're looking for when we want sex, is we want the femininity. We want, you know, connection. We want closeness. We want all those things. We think the libido is just like, I just need it. It's carnal. Like, no, it's more nuanced than that. And I think creativity may unlock some of those things. And so I think that's why this stood out to me, is like, drawing everyday objects for 20 minutes is just a way to, yes, slow life down for a second, enjoy the beauty around you. I started something. Sorry, I got all sorts of thoughts on this one.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I started something that I haven't really gotten into, but like writing almost short stories or poems about specific items, like this clock. I was just sitting at my desk and thinking, like, you could write an entire story just about the clock and the beauty of the clock and the need for the clock and what time does and the bending nature of time from, you know, what it seems like, and just really engaging with an object and being appreciative of the object. There's something about that. It's very, again, being in the moment. So I don't know. It just stood out to me.
There you go. All right. Well, my number two, that one did not make my list. Number two for me was fix something in your home. Fix something in your home. Man, there's, and the reason I put this one down is there's obviously just something cool about accomplishment, and accomplishment outside of something that you're being paid to accomplish, essentially. Working with your hands, that's an area that, you know, I'm not great in. Like, I'm not super mechanically inclined. If I'm going to fix something in my home, I'm probably going to need to YouTube it. But still, like, even thing, this doesn't really count, but like, man, after I get done mowing the grass and making my yard look really good and weeding and edging, it's cool to just look back on it like, man, that looks good. And I did all that, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, not really what's talking about here, but like when you fix something in your house, when you hang a picture up, or when you fix your garbage disposal, or when you fix, you know, something, you know, just within your home, you organize, whatever it is, yeah, there's like a sense of I accomplished something. It wasn't a requirement because I had to, so I get paid. It was just, right. No, I worked with my hands and I accomplished this. And I think that's really valuable. Something that my wife and I, we set a goal to do every week of the year. We are not doing great on it. We've had like 4 weeks out of the year so far of just organizing an area of our house every single week. A little bit, again, a little bit different than this. But yeah, it's productive. It adds like, again, just something that you can say, I accomplished this, I worked with my hands. I think for guys especially, again, to fix your own garbage disposal or fix your own washer and dryer or, you know, whatever it is, yeah, it's valuable. And so this is that one. That's one that stuck out. Was the second highest ranked one that stuck out to me for sure.
Yeah, good for you, man. I still remember you doing the garbage disposal in
Alabama.
Oh,
man, it was so cool because we had no idea how to do it. And it was like, well, we're going to YouTube and we're going to figure it out. And we did.
When you figure those things out, I've had a couple of those in my house. When you figure those things out, there's just something so cool, something inherently masculine, to your point. It's productive, but it's just like, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I got another one like that coming up soon.
Okay.
Number three, journal in a cafe and people watch.
Knew that. I predicted, like, Joe's going to have this one on his list.
Yeah. I love it. Journal in a cafe, because I've done this, and I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated by people. That's why I'm a therapist. And the people watching element, no, you're not eavesdropping on conversations. You're just noticing people. And yeah, all sorts of different stuff. But I like the idea of journaling. I remember I went to I did a seminar, and my wife and kids weren't able to come with me. And it was in Lubbock, Texas. And I'm sorry, there's not a whole lot in Lubbock, Texas. And so I had a couple meals just by myself. And the people I was with are great. But I took my car and I just drove to a nice steak place and brought my journal in. And that's all I did, is I'd be watching. I put my phone down, ate a real good steak, and looked around and journaled some of the things I saw, journaled some of my own, because when I actually give myself time to think and to journal, I have business ideas and things like that. And so it was a really productive, really enjoyable dinner all by myself. Didn't know anybody else there. And I don't know. I mean, again, you'll notice a lot of these are just about slowing down.
Sure.
Slowing down and appreciating where you are. So yeah, number three for me is just journal in a cafe and people watch.
That's great. Like I said, I figured that one would be on there for you. My number three was read a physical book outdoors.
Mm.
I love that. You godly young men faithful know that we are both big proponents of reading. I'm a big proponent of reading physical books. I know there's value in a Kindle and being able to kind of, you know, transport a bunch of different books at once. I love turning pages. I love holding a book, seeing progress from being at the start of the book to, oh, I'm almost at the end, you know, this much progress. You can't do that quite as well on a Kindle. And so I'm big about the physical book, but the outdoors part as well. Like, being out in nature, Joe kind of already talked about this with his first one, but yeah, getting that sunlight, it's so important to get sunlight every single day. As a guy, it's really important to just be outside, be in nature, go touch grass, as they say. And so some of these, it's very interesting in that if you're a single guy, you're going to have a lot more time to do some of this.
Right.
As a married guy with three kids, you with four kids, like, yeah, every day I'm not going to be able to just go, all right, honey, I'm going to be gone for the next hour. I'm going to sit outside and read a book. Like, no, you can't really do that. But yeah, once a week, twice a week, maybe even with your spouse, letting the kids go play outside and you go sit out on the porch, read a book. Again, have that sunlight hit you. A lot of value in it, and it's, man, it's a lost art in the world of cell phones and the world of constant, again, dopamine hits and, you know, just entertaining yourself with a screen, taking a book, engaging, forces you to engage your brain as well. Like, that's really important when you're reading. But doing it in nature, yeah. So this one stuck out to me quite a bit. Yeah,
this is a weird suggestion. Get your kids blinds that, you know, like, it doesn't have to be room darkening where it's completely, but you want your kids to sleep in as much as possible. Don't put them down at 7 p.m. either. Put them down a little bit later. Get your kids sleeping, because one of the nicest times in the morning, Alyssa and I will come out in the morning.
Sunrise, yeah.
Is sunrise. And you get a chance to step outside and read. We got a nice deck here in the back that we can just go out in the morning and listen to the birds chirp and read from there. And the kids aren't up for probably 30 minutes to an hour after sunrise. And a lot of people are like, my kids are up at 5. Man, that... maybe we're just really, really lucky. But do whatever you can to get your kids to sleep till 7, 7:30. Use that morning time to do exactly what Will's talking about. Now, my number four is learn a basic self-defense move.
Mm.
Something I've been...
I almost put this one on my list.
Yeah, something I've been really interested in is, you know, I've really wanted to take like boxing lessons and such, which I have pulled up and I just haven't...
Wasn't Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in there at some point too?
Jack, like... really wants me to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. My wife's like, that's gay. You can't do that. And I was like... they would absolutely destroy me, I'm sure. But then you see those. I'm sure you've seen the Instagram reels where the guys are on the floor, you know, like, come at me, bro.
Yes. It's very memeable. Yeah.
It's very memeable. But on the other hand, it's impressive. Jack wants me to do that. But
Alyssa, boxing as well.
Yeah, is wanting me to do boxing. I think actually I was initially wanting to do that. And it's because of this. You want to be able to defend yourself. You want to know, like, you're not worthless in a fight. I think because of my size, I don't think I'd be completely worthless in a fight. But on the other hand, learning some self-defense moves is, there's just something inherently masculine about that, where you don't feel like a pansy stepping into a whatever situation.
You can hold your own. Yeah.
You can hold your own. You can take a punch type of thing. And there's all sorts of crazy videos going around online. I saw one where a guy was kind of getting jumped, him and his girl. And he defended his way. You could tell he didn't know what he was doing. Just... you just know he looked like something I would do type of thing, where he was just off on things. But on the other hand, he defended himself very well, kind of in the midst of a few guys coming after him. I thought, that's great. If I knew a couple things, that's it'd be really good. So
my number four was Joe's number one, waking up before sunrise and going for a walk with no headphones. So I will switch it to one of my honorable mentions. And the reason I didn't have both of these, because they're kind of similar, is take yourself out for coffee alone with no cell phone.
I'll just put that one,
yeah, I think it's very similar to that. There's a be still and know that I am God element to this. Yep. Of once again, I'm very guilty of every time I'm in the car, I'm turning on a podcast. Every time I'm doing a menial task that doesn't require a lot of brain activity, either at work or at home, boom, podcast on. Like, I just feel like there's always so much to keep up with, and I enjoy sports. So if I'm not having to work, I like to listen to sports podcasts and stuff. And it's like, I'm aware of the fact that I need to just sit in silence at certain points. And then I find myself at coffee shops a good bit throughout the week doing work for Chick-fil-A or doing editing or whatever it is. And again, I'm generally listening to stuff or I'm on a screen. And so this one stuck out to me of like, take yourself out for coffee by yourself, no cell phone. Because then you are forced to people watch. You're forced to maybe journal. You're forced to just sit there with your thoughts. You're forced to, if you're sitting outside, again, taking in nature, thinking about God. I mean, simple things like, how often do you think about God throughout the day? Well, it's kind of hard when every time you have a second to yourself, you've got a sports podcast on, or you've got a YouTube video on, or you've, whatever it is. And so, yeah, I obviously see value in this one from the sense of, you're taking time, you're being silent, you're slowing down to your point, you're just chilling for a bit. And so, man, in 2026, in hustle culture, and again, I'm guilty of this, and always got to move on to the next thing, this can be very difficult, but man, it's valuable.
I was thinking about this. I've been reading a book of a guy that goes back to early 1900s. And they were talking about his grandparents coming to Minnesota and things like that, and just what it was like in life back then. And it's fascinating because the thing you realize is they had like nothing going on.
Yeah.
We make more decisions in a 10-minute period of our day, and we take in more information in a 10-minute period of our day than they may have made in an entire week. And that sounds hyperbolic. go back and look at it. It's like, true. Stay alive, get some food, make something. You know what I mean? Like, pretty easy, stay safe from Indians or whatever back on the range. Like, that's about it. And think about how many decisions we make. We got to be able to quiet our brain down. So I love that one. My number five goes along with that. Build something with your own hands.
Yeah.
You look at all the way back then, all these men that would build something. There is something, once again, kind of your point, because I almost put yours down. I put this instead of the, you know, doing something at your house.
Yeah, yeah.
I put this one instead because it's a similar concept, which is there's just something inherently masculine about building something. Being start productive, to finish.
Yeah.
And I've talked to my dad about this. I love being a therapist, but there's a part of me that's very drawn to blue-collar work for that reason. Because you do build something with your hands, and after every single day, you see the physical progress of what you've done. Yeah. Whereas, man, I could go 6 months with a client in therapy, and yeah, I think we're making progress, but the progress is kind of in the mind.
It's less tangible.
Right, it's less tangible. Whereas my dad was a plumber in underground water and sewer. By the end of the day, it's like there is 200 feet of pipe laid. Yeah, you did that today. And so there's something masculine about being able to build something with your own hands. And so I'm looking to take up woodworking at some point this year. My dad's got a shop with a lot of those things, and I'm going to be doing some things like that as my goal for that exact reason.
That's really good. My last one that I had, because that was your number five, right?
Number five.
Yeah, number five for me is cook a dish from a country you've never visited.
I love it. I love it.
I thought that was super interesting. And the reason that one resonated with me is somebody who is not super proficient in the kitchen. I have taken up grilling quite a bit more. We got a Blackstone, and so I love grilling burgers or street tacos I've done a few times, and Philly cheesesteaks, and I tried a steak one time. So yeah, I'm venturing out more into that as far as the grill goes, but cooking not so much. But cooking a dish from a country you never visited, man, to me that represents kind of being adventurous. It represents getting out of your comfort zone. It represents, just trying something new. And that's what I think can really add color to life, vibrancy to life. I do think, again, being masculine is not doing the same thing every day, you know, again, nonstop monotony, never trying anything new. No, it is trying new things. It's maybe failing. Maybe you do this and it just doesn't work out. Or you try to fix something in your house and it goes horribly or whatever it is, but you tried it. You were adventurous. You got out and you gave it a go. And so, yeah, this is definitely something that I've never done. I've never tried to cook schnitzel or something like that. But this one stuck out to me just from the adventure and kind of perspective and getting out of your comfort zone. I think there's a lot of value in that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And once again, it's creative. You know, from honorable mentions, I'm sure you got a few. I had three honorable mentions here. Make bread or pasta from scratch. We do. My wife and I do make pasta. She makes bread from scratch. I love it. You know, yes, it tastes better, first off. Creativity. Creativity. Get into the, you know, Carl Jung had the anima animus kind of yin and yang type thing of every masculine man has some femininity in him, kind of the black and white yin and yang thing. And every feminine woman has some masculinity in her type of thing. I think there's something to that, and I think we tap into it with creativity. So cooking a dish from a different place or making bread from scratch or just drawing everyday objects or whatever it is, get into creativity. My number two honorable mention, give a sincere compliment to a stranger.
Yeah, that's great.
That was a very interesting one. And the number three is take your usual route at a different time of day. Your usual route home at a different time of day. I love driving. I love going everywhere. And I used to do this in Denver is there's 15 ways to get home in Denver. So many different streets. And I would almost every time I would try to take a different way than I took last time. Almost every time, unless I was in a rush and it was the most direct route. I'm a big believer in just exploring. We were driving, I was preaching at a church today. Beautiful back roads to get there. Man, you miss life if you're not doing things like this, taking a different route, or take your usual route at a different time of day type of thing, just to notice what you notice and things like that. So take a different route home, take your usual route, but take it at a different time where you're noticing the sunrise, sunset, the trees on the side, or different traffic patterns, and just be aware of the moment. And so my one takeaway, and then I'll pass it to you and you can wrap up.
Sure.
My one takeaway from all of this, for these side quests, so much of this is just about being present in the moment.
Yeah.
You will enjoy your week a hundredfold if you can just learn to appreciate everyday little moments.
Little moments, yeah.
The sweetness of your cup of coffee to the sound of the birds chirping outside. We got a little bird that loves perching right on the back deck here. And it's a beautiful bird with a blue underbelly. It's not a blue jay. I don't know what it is. And I've taken pictures of it. It's just a gorgeous bird. And we sit there, we drink coffee in the morning before the kids are up, and we just notice this bird. It's just the little moments of every day. If we can create more of those, these side quests really, really help. There's financial side quests that everybody is aware of. Gen Z is very aware of hustle, side hustles and things like that. This is more about just enjoying life and being present with yourself and with the moment.
I wanted to add just a little bit of perspective on, like, if you're at our phase of life, which is, again, married with kids, you're going to have less time for this. But, man, you can incorporate bring in your family to a lot of this as well. Mm. You know, one of the things I try to do every week, and some people might look at it as a bad thing that I have to sit there and like count it, but I just based on my workload, I just do. How many times have I read a book to my kids or just dedicated play with them? Not like kind of, yeah, I'll throw a ball for a few minutes. No, like I've spent 20, 30 minutes, I'm playing with them. Yep. That stuff you can do, you know, that can represent a side quest as well. You know, play a game of baseball out back with your son or whatever it is, or read several books to them, just sit on the floor and read to them. Like, yeah, that's more of a on the kind of everyday thing, but I don't want anybody listening to this to like who has a wife and kids be like, all right, so I got to devote 3 more hours of my week away from my family. Like, no,
right?
As Joe spoke to with his wife out on the back porch, like a lot of this you can do with your spouse. I think bringing your kids into this as well. A lot of it, I think the common thread is put your screen down.
Yeah,
that's kind of a close your laptop, put your phone away first, you know, various portions of the day, and I appreciate Joe pointing out like. Appreciate the moments. Soak in the moments, man. You miss the moments the more you're on your phone. And so, yeah, this was a fun episode.
Any honorable mentions for you?
One of them I had to use for my number four because we had an overlap. Yeah, but yeah. One that stuck out to me was write a letter that you'll never send. Mm. That was a very interesting one. Just kind of the idea of put all your thoughts down and then maybe nobody ever sees it but you. You know, I think that can be healthy. Visiting a museum by yourself, at least for this list that we found, I thought that was kind of interesting. Like just go and learn yourself. And so, yeah, a lot of the ones that you mentioned were honorable mentions for me. So, yeah, let us know if you have any that, man, you just find really valuable weekly things that you do or things maybe once a month that you try to go out of your way to do. It's interesting. I really appreciate Joe for bringing up this episode, this idea, a little bit of a lighter one. But, yeah, go do these side quests. Don't let life be boring. Go appreciate the silence, appreciate God, nature, all those things. So,
what side quest do you have? You know, post them in the Discord, post them below on YouTube, wherever you may be finding this. Message us. What are the side quests that you have that kind of keep life interesting, keep life going, keep the wheels on the track, so to speak, and your mind in a good place? We'd love to hear more. We're just collecting some as we go. We happen to find a post that had a few of these we drew from, but I'm collecting them all the time. I'm thinking about things like this of what can we do to make it a little bit funner, a little bit better, things like that. So let us know on yours. Make sure to join the Discord. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, whatever it may be. And we appreciate you listening. This has been episode 166 of the Godly Young Men podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.